This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day before our great national day of Thanksgiving. And what should we feel thankful for, particularly on this one Thanksgiving, when there seems to be so much controversy about everything in this country? There's a significant piece, it seems to me, in the Washington Post and then syndicated around the country by Max Boot, who says that Thanksgiving is an American holiday, arguably the American holiday, but there is no reason that the objects of our gratitude have to be American. This year, I am grateful, he writes, above all to the brave people of Ukraine for all their sacrifices and successes in the battle for freedom. And at the same time, there's another extremely important column, and the author has joined us. It's Luke Coffey. And Luke is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. His work analyzes national security and foreign policy with a focus on Europe, Eurasia, NATO, and transatlantic relations. He has a piece on why the U.S. should continue to support Ukraine. And I think anyone reading it will be convinced. Luke, congratulations on this very important piece on this very important season of the year.
Yeah, thank you so much for that very kind introduction, and thanks for having me on your show.
Well, it's a great pleasure. And one of the things that you do is you talk about, and it's not representing the majority of the conservative movement or even the majority of the Republican Party or Republicans in any congressional caucus at all. But there are voices that have been raised, and they say, look, why are we spending all this money and all this focus on Europe when the biggest danger to America comes from Asia and comes from China? And basically, your column just obliterates that argument. Why is that a fallacious argument?
Well, yeah, so I think, as you said, it's important to understand that the critics of U.S. support to Ukraine in the Republican Party, on the political right in America, they are a minority. They are vocal, but they are still a minority. And I actually like to refer to them as the very online right. It's this anti-Ukraine stance is a phenomenon that we find mainly in social media on the right, and it doesn't represent the true feelings of conservatives across America who instinctively want to support Ukraine and want to stick it to Russia. But on the point about we have to ignore Russia because the big threat is China, these people fail to understand that these countries are two sides of the same coin. Literally, they're two sides of the same landmass. And Russia is China's junior partner in all of this. So anything we do to weaken Russia, to hurt Russia, to defeat Russia, will indirectly impact and weaken China. And anything we do to support Ukraine and any victories Ukraine might have will mean a stronger Taiwan, because Beijing is watching how we support Ukraine, because they have their eye on Taiwan, of course.
And Taiwan is watching as well. What about the argument, and you do hear this, that this will be a never-ending swamp quagmire. There is no possible means by which Ukraine can actually win this war. To which you, Lou Coffey, say,
well, I don't believe that for a second. In fact, I just got back from Ukraine just a couple of days ago, and I was there on at the time was the third largest Russian air attack against Ukraine's infrastructure, and I spoke to Ukrainian civilians, Ukrainian military, and the morale is high. They know it's going to be a rough winter. But I don't believe it's a matter of if Ukraine will expel the Russian invaders. I think it's a matter of when. And the faster we want to get the Russians out of Ukraine, then the faster we need to provide Ukraine with the weapons that they need to make it happen. But I firmly believe they are determined to see this thing through. There is no greater motivator to fight than defending your own homeland, your own town, village, in some cases your own house and family. And this is exactly what the Ukrainians are doing today.
Well, you cite some of the polling in Ukraine that indicates that the war, and the war to the point of liberating Crimea, is supported by some 90% of Ukrainians. What about the claim that we have written blank checks for Ukraine, that there isn't enough oversight or supervision by the United States of all of the aid we're providing?
Yeah, this is a commonly heard talking point by those who are against providing aid to Ukraine. They will argue that we have to stop writing blank checks, as if we're just handing, you know, pallets of cash, Obama style, like he did to Iran. like we're just sending pallets of cash over to the Ukrainian government, or that we have no idea how this money is being spent. This is a complete nonsense. The vast majority of the money allocated to support Ukraine actually never leaves the United States. So when we give Ukraine billions of dollars for military hardware, that money stays in America. And then we use that money to provide Ukraine the weapons that we think they need or the weapons they ask for. The money isn't transferred to Ukrainian bank accounts. Now, there is a smaller amount of money that is sent to the Ukrainian government to help them with the day-to-day operations of their government, you know, providing law enforcement, police, and, you know, schools, civil servants. And some of that money does go directly to the Ukrainians, but there are many, many mechanisms put into legislation in Congress to ensure that we know how this money is being spent and what it's being used for. And it's important that we look beyond just the military support to Ukraine. The Ukrainian armed forces isn't just at war against Russia. The Ukrainian society is at war. It's a total war. And we have to make sure we support not only the Ukrainian armed forces, but the Ukrainian government as well. And really, we're talking about a very small amount of money in the bigger picture for what has effectively led to the partial destruction of the military of one of our main adversaries, which is Russia.
And finally, there's another. You've also written about the top 10 myths and misconceptions about U.S. aid for Ukraine, and it's a very useful piece. But one of the things that people say is that Europe needs to pay more of the bills. They need to send more money before America does. Response?
Well, absolutely, Europe needs to spend more. Europe always needs to spend more, but we shouldn't pretend like they're not doing anything. In terms of the amounts of money provided to Ukraine on a per capita of GDP basis, the United States actually ranks about eighth or ninth now. Compared to our European partners. There are some European countries that have so far, think about this, have so far given to Ukraine more than 1% of their whole GDP. That is a significant amount of money. So, of course, Europeans need to do more. Some are doing more than others, but this is in America's national interest to see Russia defeated in Ukraine. And just because some European countries are not providing what they should be providing doesn't mean that that absolves us of our obligation and our interest to do so.
Lou Coffey, appreciate your joining us. Your excellent pieces about aid to Ukraine, including the new column in National Review, we will post up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Coming up, there's more idiocy about Thanksgiving this year, and then even a certain amount of clarity on somebody who wants to bring in the example of purging sports teams of Indian mascots. What does that have to do with Thanksgiving? Well, maybe more than you ever considered. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. In 1982, E.T. and Rocky III were tops at the box office. Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll rocked its way to number 3 on the Billboard charts, and Washington State got its last cut to the state sales tax rate. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. 30 years is a long wait for a sequel. With record inflation and skyrocketing prices, we're long overdue. After more than $10.5 billion in recent revenue surpluses with no sales tax relief, it's time. Go to OverdueSince82.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved show, there is so much foolishness regarding Thanksgiving right now. And look, I don't think it's going to work. I don't think the holiday is going to be erased. I don't think people are going to be made to feel successfully guilty for celebrating Thanksgiving. The problem here is Columbus Day. And because Columbus Day has been not entirely wiped out, but it's been significantly rolled back. And the attempt to make Thanksgiving into a day of mourning, or even to ban the term Thanksgiving, There is a YouTube duo. Apparently, they have a lot of followers. It's called Augustin and Shirley. And I think Augustin is a male, but I am not sure. You can watch them on YouTube or save yourself that trouble and just hear the way that they decry the Thanksgiving holiday and instead declare that we all should feel obliged to observe a national day of mourning for indigenous peoples. This is 11A.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to our channel. My name is Agustin, and my pronouns are they, them, theirs.
And I'm Shirley, and my pronouns are she, her, hers.
In respect to the Native American community, we won't be posting a video this week. We want to be intentional about spreading awareness about what this upcoming holiday really means. Some of us know it as a certain term, but it's actually known as the National Day of Mourning for Native people.
When people celebrate this holiday, they either don't know or they tend to forget how this holiday actually came about. And the real truth behind this holiday is that European colonizers started it, and the reason why they started it is because they wanted to take a day to give thanks for taking resources from Native people, taking the land away from Native people, and killing Native people. Because they saw this as a victory, so they wanted to take time to celebrate all of these atrocities because it benefited them and their process of colonization.
Well, appropriate that I hear a little turkey gobble in the background. This is one of those things where you can find historians who are very radical, who are very anti-American. You will not be able to find any historian who believes that the origins of the Thanksgiving holiday or the first Thanksgiving in November of 1621 had anything to do with celebrating the death of Indians or the killing of Native Americans and the destruction of their civilization, because the Pilgrims had been in no condition to do that. They had just gone through a winter time where half their population of less than 150, half of that population had died. No, not the Indians, the Pilgrims. And most of the people were actually at that Thanksgiving feast, and it's described by eyewitnesses, were part of the Indian warriors who were coming to visit in a gesture of goodwill. They were warriors who celebrated, or served Massasoit, who was the large Wampanoag chief in that region, and who had just signed an agreement with the Pilgrims, with the settlers in Plymouth. And the agreement was a treaty of peace and cooperation that lasted for 50 years until after Massasoit had passed away, but and not killed by the Pilgrims at all. And what I find extraordinary here is that Augustine and Shirley, Augustine says, well, I'm indigenous to Mexico. Okay, fine, good luck to you. But then what are you talking about? Why is it impossible to mention the word Thanksgiving? Is it because it is too, their conviction that the mere mention of the word Thanksgiving has to do with the celebration of atrocities committed against Native populations? They continue their explanation of their understanding of our history. Listen, this again is Augustine and Shirley.
I know a lot of us take advantage of this holiday because we get time off that we get to spend with our loved ones, we get to eat food, we get to be in community. But we think it's super important to inform ourselves and others what the history is behind this holiday. Because, as we know, a lot of the history is written in the perspective of colonizers.
So please take the time to inform yourself and to spread this knowledge that many people don't know about.
We aren't Native Americans. I'm indigenous, but to Mexico, so that's different. So we think it's important, while you're also listening to us, to listen to the voices of the community that is most affected.
The community that is most affected. I mean, the idea, first of all, the idea that most of the history is written by the colonizers, actually that's partially because the colonizers knew how to write. They had written language. And later, by the way, when there developed a very significant number of what they called praying Indians, Indians who had converted to Christianity, one of the first things that their English neighbors did was teach them how to read and write so they could read the Bible. And as a matter of fact, at the time, with one generation after the Pilgrims, they established a first church for praying Indians, which is still standing today. And they actually, it's a different building that was put up in 1680. But that's a long history that I guess these two scholars are unaware of. But they're not alone. There's also a classic video, and this is actually produced, and it shows a number of Native American young women sitting around a table, and the table is piled high with foodstuffs, and we'll have to play it, and it is worth hearing. It actually was originally produced in 2016. So, okay, you're talking about 6 years ago, and this is the so-called real history of the holiday. We can't say what the holiday is called, right, because it's too insensitive to say Thanksgiving. Does anyone think this is a positive development in the United States, that we now are supposed to feel guilt about Thanksgiving? If you do, give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is thanking U.S. taxpayers for another $400 million in a weapons package to aid in the war against Ukraine. Zelensky tweeting the military package will save lives and enable Ukraine to continue its resistance against the Russian invasion. The pace of interest rate hikes could slow down soon, That's according to the minutes from the Fed Reserve's meeting earlier this month. The Fed has been steadily raising interest rates this year to fight record-high inflation. Accused Club Q shooter Anderson Lee Aldrich appeared at a court hearing via Zoom Wednesday in Colorado Springs. He's accused of killing at least 5 people and injuring 17 others at the club in Colorado Springs. A judge in Colorado Springs denied bond for Aldridge. His next hearing is set for next month. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, there is so much accumulated foolishness, we can't cover it all, but we have to cover some of the main thrusts. There is a useful piece in over at Fox News that talks about Thanksgiving protest organizers' call to shatter the untrue image of the pilgrims. Every year, indigenous communities gather in Plymouth, Massachusetts during the Thanksgiving holiday as a reminder of the genocide of millions of Native people, the theft of Native lands, and the erasure of Native cultures, the event website states. Always a useful, wonderful thing to celebrate, especially when that genocide did not occur. And let me recommend here the best book I know of that can put the claim of genocide in context as a falsehood and a complete falsehood and a groundless falsehood is The 10 Big Lies About America by me. And it's a book that came out 10 years ago, but it's still extremely appropriate. And again, the idea that the pilgrims of all people who were celebrating Thanksgiving is that they shared not just a meal, but 3 days of celebration. Now, some of their celebration was politically incorrect. They had shooting contests. Yeah, they were big Second Amendment people. The guns were very important. And they also, and the Indians were not freeloaders. The Indians brought several deer that they had killed that the pilgrim women, those who had survived the winter, were able to prepare. And they had 3 days of celebration and also enjoying the kind of beer that the pilgrims enjoyed, and that it, according to some of the reports from people who were there, the natives enjoyed even more. And the idea that they were celebrating the death of any native populations, there is no evidence at all that at that point that a single Indian or Wampanoag or native or indigenous person, not one had been killed by the settlers who came over on the Mayflower. The United American Indians of New England, UAIN, has been hosting this event, Day of Mourning, for more than 50 years. The group boasted on its website that past demonstrations have included burying Plymouth Rock a number of times, boarding the Mayflower replica, and placing Ku Klux Klan sheets on the statue of Mayflower Passenger and Plymouth Governor William Bradford. Why Ku Klux Klan sheets? I mean, all of this goes together with the Teen Vogue, a highly produced video. And the video is narrated largely by someone named Donette. And at least they're not afraid to say the word Thanksgiving, but then they proceed to run it down. Listen.
Happy Thanksgiving, America. I'm Donna, and I'm here with my friends to tell you the real history behind this holiday. Growing up, I knew that what they told you in school about Thanksgiving wasn't true. That's not the true story. The true story behind Thanksgiving was, after every killing of a whole village, these European settlers celebrated it, and they called it Thanksgiving. But it wasn't until Abraham Lincoln became president that it became an official holiday.
He ordered 38 Dakota men to be hung for war crimes after the sacred holiday.
Can we stop that right there? Just stop for a moment. Lincoln pardoned 300 Dakota warriors who had been tried by the army after they had launched the Dakota Wars. They had been tried for war crimes and convicted and sentenced to death. And for almost all of those people, and it was over 300, Lincoln, in the middle of the Civil War, took time off to pardon them so that they were not killed. They were not hanged. And the idea that President Lincoln was actually a great sympathizer and beneficiary of Native populations is completely obliterated here and just flat out lied. He did not order the men to be hung for war crimes. He prevented the overwhelming majority of the people who had been convicted for those crimes from being killed or damaged at all. This continues. Listen.
He ordered 38 Dakota men to be hung for war crimes after the sacred holiday Christmas. We take this time to remember our elders who lost their lives due to what really happened.
Okay. Due to their lives with what really happened, which was 50 years of peace with the Wampanoags, and the English called him the Great King, just as they called his son King Philip, who then launched a bitter and brutal war against the English, but that's later. One more clip from Teen Vogue.
Usually my mom makes a Native American dish for us, and we pray.
Growing up, I would be kind of annoyed that they didn't know what actually happened on Thanksgiving, and that they're actually celebrating the deaths of many people and many tribes that were lost.
Whether it's to give thanks or to be with your family, you should learn how the holiday was established in the first place.
I'm thankful for being born indigenous to this continent.
I'm thankful that I still have my culture.
I'm thankful that my elders kept our culture alive all these years.
I'm thankful to be indigenous, resilient, and alive. I'm thankful for us all to be able to stand together, stand strong, and stand as one.
Happy Thanksgiving, America.
And then they smash all the plates and turn over. And again, Jeremy asks a question. Is this throwing down the plates and throwing down the food? Is this supposed to echo the New Testament story of Jesus turning over the temples, the money changers, or what? This is so sad. Because, again, and this is one of those things that there's a piece in the Washington Post by Kate Cohen. I don't know who that is. But she writes about the ongoing struggle, and it's a big issue in New York because there are still apparently 60 high school teams that have Indian mascots or named after Indian. They've passed legislation, of course, in New York, which has gone further and further left. They have passed legislation to eliminate all those mascots. And she's asking a question, which is a relevant question here, which is some of the local native participants in school boards and in other facilities said, wait a minute, the mascots, the pictures of Braves or Warriors or just flat out Indians, it reminds people that we're here. It gets people to think about us and to recognize our culture. And again, for Thanksgiving, the story of Thanksgiving that our children learn, it doesn't downplay the role of Indians. If anything, it enlarges it. And by the way, is entirely positive in its emphasis on brotherhood and cooperation, especially when it comes to famous Indian heroes like Squanto, right? Tisquantum. I remember we had got a book for our children when they were young about the story of Squanto, which is deeply, deeply moving, who joined the pilgrims at what used to be his village in Pawtuxet. But we were... Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
To pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And the columnist I mentioned, whose name is Kate Cohen in the Washington Post, has a piece about racist mascots that are finally being banned. She obviously approves of that. But she has a corner of this piece, which is, it seems to me, intellectually honest and worthy of praise and citation. Is she writes about a guy named Dylan Honiaust of the Haudenosaunee tribe in upstate New York, who says that as a Native American, he sees retiring the Indians mascot in a local school as another effort to remove or cancel the American Indian culture. Really? Yeah, really. And then she writes, Honiaust's concerns bring up a fair question. How to keep the Native American experience in the public consciousness? Will we lose something when grizzlies and tigers replace Indians and braves? Are stereotypical images of Native Americans better than no images of Native Americans? And then she writes, consider Thanksgiving. Many non-Native children first learn about Native Americans through the whitewashed myth of the first Thanksgiving, that friendly potluck featuring generous Indians welcoming pilgrims to Plymouth. Well, it's actually not the generous Indians welcoming the pilgrims. It's the pilgrims cooking up food. Yes, the Indians brought the venison. The staple of elementary school curriculums obscures the racism, genocide, and displacement that decimated indigenous peoples. It's an American origin story that leaves out most of the truth, she says. But it does leave in Native people. And that's worth something. According to Paul Chat Smith, a Comanche and associate curator at the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian, Thanksgiving says, however imperfectly, so says this assistant curator, who is himself, of course, Indian. Thanksgiving says, however imperfectly, we remember Indians. We're remembering Indians. And with all the problems with it, it's still a powerful idea. And it's still powerful to not Photoshop Indians out of the national narrative. Smith told the New York Times that although some imagery is obnoxious, it doesn't help us to eliminate everything. The problem with Native Americans is their invisibility in American life. And when Thanksgiving does the exact opposite of that, how is the situation in terms of respect for and awareness of American Indians as part of our heritage, our common American heritage, how is that advanced or helped in any way? And as we're coming into Thanksgiving, we have yet another school shooting, actually not a school shooting, another mass shooting, this one at a Walmart. And it was reported like this in taking place in Virginia. It was reported like this in KPRC Channel 2. Listen to clip 5.
There has been another mass shooting in the U.S., this one happening at a Walmart supercenter in Virginia.
At least 7 people are dead, including the shooter. Now, it happened last night in Chesapeake. That's sits near Norfolk and Virginia Beach. Zach Lashway has been following the story from our newsroom this morning. Zach.
On another sad day, this is not the news you want to wake up to. In addition to those 6 victims who lost their lives, we are hearing 5 others are being treated at a hospital. Police say they got the call at 10:12 last night. They say when they got to this Walmart, you see there on your screen, there was still an active threat.
And there are eyewitnesses now who say that the killer, who was well-armed and was a manager at the Walmart store, he hasn't been identified yet, so we don't know much about his background, but that he was laughing maniacally. And that would give rise to, it seems to me, the validity of the way that Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia put this latest mass shooting in a proper context. This is clip 9.
We see again in the Commonwealth and in Colorado and in Idaho these just stark reminders of senseless violent crime, and so much of it is really a moment to reflect on the state of mind of America and Virginia and this mental health crisis that we know we are in the middle of.
Mental health crisis, which is clearly at the very heart of this problem. And by the way, you talk about the mental health crisis. There's still more information, and some of it very surprising, about the killer, Anderson Lee Aldrich, in Colorado Springs. Because we're finding out more and more about him, and his father, who abandoned him when he was a toddler, was a porn star and a drug dealer. And somebody, by the way, who actually went to prison for importing masses of marijuana. But it also turns out that his lawyers now say that Anderson Lee Aldrich, the killer in Colorado, should be addressed as Mix Aldrich. That's MX. Why? Because he is non-binary and prefers they, them pronouns. A CNN panel is somewhat confused by all this, as I think most Americans would be. Clip 1, listen.
Attorneys for the accused shooter, Anderson Lee Aldrich, say in new court filings tonight that the suspect now identifies as non-binary. In a footnote to a motion asserting legal privileges, the public defenders say, quote, Anderson Aldrich is non-binary. They use they, them pronouns, and for the purposes of all formal filings, will be addressed as Mix Aldrich. So, in other words, not Mr. or Ms. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, that's not anything that we had heard from his background. You know, people have been looking into his background. And I don't know if anybody here, are you guys lawyers?
No.
I mean, you know, I don't know if, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, that's what he's now saying.
It sounds like they're trying to prepare a defense against a hate crimes charge. That's the least of his problems, legally speaking. But it looks like they're trying to build some kind of sympathy or at least confusion on the question of whether or not this was purely motivated by hate.
Such a, I mean, that is what it sounds like. We'll wait to see.
Okay, again, would it, The fact that they have not come up with any writings or any indication that he was aiming at the transgendered community or at the gay community, and the idea that he is suddenly non-binary, it does seem to me that this bears some at least further investigation before people go ahead with this insanity. But can we wonder about the idea that if he is in fact non-binary, if he has a past of wanting to use they/them pronouns, should that enable him to get a more lenient treatment by the courts that he is facing? 2 hours ago, UPI brought out that the U.S. is now averaging nearly 2 mass shootings a day for this year. When a Walmart employee walked into a break room with a pistol and started shooting his fellow employees, it was another in a long line of massacres, as the number of such events nearly double the number of days this year. The Gun Violence Archive defines a mass shooting as 4 or more people being shot or killed, not including the shooter. The shooter in Chesapeake, Virginia, did apparently end his own life, making it 7 people who were killed, including the shooter. Tuesday night shooting in Chesapeake, Virginia, that killed 6 people became the 606th mass shooting in 2022. And the idea that this is these numbers are so high this year, it seems to me that they passed a gun control bill in Congress, and President Biden signed it with great indications of triumph and how important it was. And it was a bipartisan bill. They had a lot of Republican support for it. And the idea that you can simplistically deal with this profound problem, which is, as Governor Youngkin says, a mental health crisis, that's what we actually have to face. And it's grim for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with me.